We are talking to Dave Nadler. Dave Nadler is from Boston, and he has brought a unique aircraft. I'll let you tell the audience a little bit about the aircraft.
Sure. The aircraft is an Antares 20E, and the Antares is the world's first and to this date only real serial production electric-powered aircraft. This is a motor glider, and in a motor glider we need a lot of power to get off the ground. It launches itself, and then we put the motor array and fly all day. And then we also sometimes use the motor if we screw up and get a little low somewhere to avoid landing in a farmer's field. This aircraft has a climb rate of about 800 foot a minute. It's got a 20-meter wingspan. The max glide ratio for this aircraft, when flown at max weight full of water ballast, as I usually fly it, is 56 to 1 at 70 knots. At 100 knots, it's still doing something over 40 to 1. At 120 knots, it's still doing 31 to 1. So these aircraft are capable of flying long distances at pretty good speed, but as a glider, not as a, it's not really a, not to be confused with a powered, a normal power plane. It's a remarkable aircraft. It's this glider, the longest flight I had this year with this glider is 450 miles from Boston up to the Mount Washington Observatory, up to the Canadian border near Jay Peak, and down to western Massachusetts, and then down to the Connecticut border and back home. We get together and race these things as a group. I fly this a lot in competitions, and we'll typically fly several hundred miles a day, and the winning speeds, depending on how good the weather is, will be in the 70 to 90 or even sometimes over 100 mile an hour average speeds, just using the energy we find in the sky. Soaring is a fantastic sport. Obviously, I'm an addict, but we all really, really love it. It's also a very inexpensive way to learn to fly. Kids can solo at 14 years old and get a license, an FAA license at 16. And we actually have a show special for an introductory lesson. It's a very, very good deal, which can be it's $89 if you swing by and visit us at the Aviation Learning Center. And this gets you 30-minute ground school and 30-minute minimum of airtime with an instructor at any club or commercial operation that for soaring around the United States. I'd highly recommend that. It's a fabulous sport. We really have an extraordinary time flying with all different kinds of birds. This year I've flown with bald eagles and golden eagles and all different kinds of hawks and soaring birds from the marine birds, and flown in three different national contests, and it is an extraordinary sport and a really, really wonderful way to fly, and quite economical for learning to fly. And a nice used glider can be had for 20 or 30, and tow costs $25 or something like that. Take a tow and fly all day and fly with your buddies, and it's a lot of fun. So I'd highly recommend anybody that hasn't tried flying gliders to give it a shot. And again, we got this Oshkosh special for promotion for introductory instruction package. So swing by the Aviation Learning Center and give us a visit. Thanks.
Okay, real quick. As I walked up to it, and it looked like a normal glider from a distance, I saw something coming out of the fuselage, and that was kind of unique. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. This glider is a motor glider. It has a retractable motor that comes out of the back of the fuselage, and you'll be able to see me. I'll fly this in the showcase on Saturday and Sunday, and you'll get a look at it in flight. Normally, when we fly, obviously the motor is retracted for absolute minimum drag for takeoff, or if I get myself in a scrape and need to get some altitude to fly home. The motor deploys and comes up to power in the deployment's about 12 seconds. So it's very, very fast and very low stress level in the cockpit because it's electric, it's all automated. You just push the handle forward and it's either going to go or not. You always fly it like a glider. So if you get low somewhere, you never ever do that without being in range of a safe landing field. But once you're set up to land, just push the handle forward and climb on out and then fly home.
How long can you fly in an aircraft like this? I understand it's a glider, but under power, how long will your battery allow you to fly?
Right. Well, we don't really quote a cruising performance because it's not really for that. The way to think about it is the batteries have enough energy to climb about 10,000 feet. And that number is less if you fly it with full ballast or at the weight that I typically fly the glider. So the question is then, how do you want to use that? So typically, the way I would fly it is I might use 1,000 of that or 1,500 of that for the initial launch, find the first thermal, put the motor away. Now I've got all the rest for reserve. So if I'm several hundred miles from home and I need to get some altitude to be able to get back, then I have the remainder as reserve. And it's an overnight charge. It's another question people typically have. Plug it in at the end of the day and charge it overnight.
Did you design this craft and build it yourself?
No, this is a factory series-built aircraft. It's built by Lange Aviation in Zweibrück in Germany, a bit south of Frankfurt. Again, this is a real series production aircraft. It's got EASA certification. They've delivered about 50 of them now. They're flying in North America and Europe and Africa, South Africa in particular, and Namibia. And so it's not at all a home-built.
So do you fly this aircraft in Boston?
I fly it sometimes for proficiency in the Boston area. Mostly I travel around and fly with my buddies in various contests and things. But in the Boston area, we have a very big soaring club called Greater Boston Soaring Club. We have about 150 members and a bunch of different aircrafts and 3 tow planes. And so when I'm in the Boston area, I fly it with the Greater Boston Soaring Club.
And, of course, this $89 package you're offering does not require a pilot's license?
Doesn't require a pilot's license, though anybody's welcome, transition pilots as well as people that have never flown small aircraft before. And again, it can be redeemed at any soaring club or commercial operation around the United States. It's a really very, very good deal. I highly recommend it.
How did you get involved in gliding?
I got involved in gliding when, as a little kid, I came to an air show and I saw some of these beautiful machines and I fell in love. And that's actually how I decided where to go to college. I couldn't decide where to go, so I had to go somewhere with a gliding club. So that was how I figured out where I had to go to school. And I started flying with the flying club in college and started with trainers and gradually got to be more and more of an addict until I ended up in this situation you see me. So.
Apparently this is not your first time at Oshkosh.
No, I've been to Oshkosh a few times before. This is the first time I brought a plane for display. The EAA was kind enough to invite me to bring this and display it along with the other electric aircraft that are on display in the Aviation Learning Center building to support their... a lot of people are interested in electric power, so hopefully this is an indication of something people can look at to see what's possible with the technology that's currently commercially available for electric power. And again, this is because it's really the first series production certified electric powered aircraft. Yeah.
Okay, we are at the Aviation Learning Center and we are speaking with Dave Nadler from Boston. Come on down, take a look at his electric powered glider. It is pretty impressive, and he's offering a $89 package, a fast package you can get in the seat and take a ride. So thank you again, Dave.
Thanks very much.